Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM, the Fan, WFAN.
Oh, that's right. It's your boy, Anthony Gallo, filling in yet again for the great Chris McMonagle as he traverses Italy, gets back to his roots. And we've got a lot to get to as I've got you all the way till 5 a.m. on this marathon Tuesday morning. And there's a lot, you know, this has been a very exciting week. You know, the Yankees don't even play a game, and they gain a half game on basically everyone in the standings but the Tigers. They sit tied for the first wild card. We're looking at a Yankees team that can now host a playoff series when a week ago we thought this team was dead in the water. So we have a lot of hope here, possibly some hope with the New York football teams, and we will get into a lot of football today since there's not as much baseball to talk about. But I want to start with the Yankees. Like I said, even when they don't play, things are going right for them lately. We spent two and a half months of putrid, downright awful baseball, not just from the Yankees, but from the Mets, and the Mets were even worse off. But when it comes to the Yankees, they're finally turning the corner. And when nothing went right for them, now it feels like everything's going right for them. They're playing good defense. They're pitching well, outside of Max Fried, and we'll get to that in a second. They're hitting. Guys are getting healthy. They're doing all the things they need. Running the bases well. They're doing all the things they need to do. And even on an off day, they gain critical ground on what was a tight wild card race. So now we sit here staring at a three-way tie for that first wild card. And the Yankees currently sit, I believe the Red Sox would take it with a tiebreaker, but they currently sit tied for that wild card spot with a whole lot of baseball left. And nothing's guaranteed. As we watch the few games still going on, none of them really affecting the Yankees as the Guardians look about ready to wrap up their game against the Diamondbacks. But coming into the week, I was getting ready to do these shows, and all I wanted was some positivity. And the Yankees have delivered. 22 of their last 38 games. I know I've hammered this for a few nights now, but 22 of their 38 games are against teams under 500. They finished the season with 13 straight games against teams under 500. The last two series of the season against the White Sox and the Orioles. A White Sox team that crushed Spencer Strider today. He's never beaten the overrated allegations. They have seven games left against Boston. They have a series left against the Blue Jays. Everything sits right in front of them. They, you know, start a, you know, semi-big series against the Orioles. I mean, against the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And then a massive, one of the first two of the last two series against the Red Sox. Four games at home in the Bronx. If the Yankees take care of business in Tampa Bay, they should take both those games. If they take care of business in Tampa Bay, the Bronx should be rocking this weekend. Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And we get another classic Sunday night baseball, Red Sox Yankees, as ESPN cannot help themselves. But we go into this stretch where they don't have an off day until, I think, the second week of September, the 8th. So they don't, after tonight, or, you know, I guess last night, they don't have an off day until the second week of September. This is the most critical stretch for both these teams, for the Mets and the Yankees. But the Mets have a more daunting task with the way their schedule lines up. But you have seven against Boston. You're tied with them tonight. Why can't this Yankees team go on a run. And I'm not just talking about a run in late August and September. I'm talking about an October to remember. Why can't they be the team that goes on a run? Why can't they get hot at the right time? They're finally healthy. Judge is healthy. Stanton's healthy. Goldschmidt's healthy. Bellinger's back. Ben Rice is hitting. Jazz is playing better, and he's more aggressive on the base paths. 7 stolen bases in his last 6 games. Volpe, although not hitting like he was a couple weeks ago, is playing the field better. As a team, they've been more competent when it comes to their fundamentals, playing with confidence in the field, running the bases aggressively but not recklessly. So the bats are getting hot. The bullpen's been lights out. Devin Williams has bounced back in his new role, you know, that lesser leverage of a role. Bednar's been great. Hill's been great. De Los Santos has been great. Luke Weaver is back to being shut down. And with that back into the pen, with the bats hitting the way they are, with the starting pitching outside of Max Fried being excellent, even in what was an average start from Will Warren, they're still able to overcome, and he's still able to battle back. So Will Warren's giving consistent good starts. Luis Gil's finally getting healthy. And two of his 3 starts since he's returned from the IL have been great. Carlos Rodon, a guy that no Yankee fan gives credit to. You never hear the guy's praises being sung. His last 15 games have been great. So everything is gelling for the Yankees. Why can't they go on a run? Everything sits in front of them. There's one thing that needs to change. The one guy who's struggling right now, that's critical. Obviously, there's lesser roles like Austin Wells and guys like that who have struggled, Dominguez. But they've been picked up by their teammates. Starting pitchers have no one to help them when they're out there. Max Fried has to go out there and take the mound every 5-6 days and do his job. And yes, the Yankees can make the playoffs and host a wild card series. The division's not over yet. The Blue Jays can't even beat the Orioles. They're getting their feelings hurt because Tommy Pham is bat flipping a walk. Do we really think that we're all just all in on the Blue Jays running away with it? So the Yankees can host this wild card series. They can go on a run. But that run has to be with Max Fried being a part of it. So yes, it all lines up. The schedule is easy. Everything is clicking for them. But when it comes to October, and I'm feeling very confident about this Yankees team, and I've been very high on Max Fried the whole season. I think it's better he struggles now than in the postseason. And hopefully the 11 of 12 he retired, you know, towards the end of that start in St. Louis is something, you know, to build off of. But in order for the Yankees to achieve their goal, and their goal is still viable, nobody in the AL is running away with it. No one in the AL is a killer. There is no dominant team. It is a deeper AL than most give it credit for, but it is not an AL with a team that's just outright running away with it. So why can't the Yankees be that team? And in order to be that team, to go deep into October, they're going to need Max Fried to be Max Fried. 888-808-1019.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, 2-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
7 games against Boston. The Yankees take care of their, let's just say Boston doesn't lose the next 2 days. And the Yankees take care of business in Tampa. On the minimum, winning that series over the weekend could put them 2 full games ahead of the Red Sox. And not only have the Yankees built a cushion that they don't have to worry about the 3rd wild card spot and falling out of it, as the Yankees, Red Sox, and Mariners currently sit 3.5 above the Guardians, who are about to wrap up their game in Arizona. Why can't this team go on a run? That's the theme tonight. Why can't they? A lot of positives all across the New York landscape. You know, I got called delusional last night for thinking the Mets might actually have a shot at turning things around. This Yankees feeling that I have, the way that I've seen them play seven of their last 10, I feel way more confident about. Like I said, they're the healthiest they've been all season. They're probably the healthiest they're going to be all season. Outside of a couple guys returning from injury, you know, the Ryan Yarbroughs of the world, Amed Rosario, Fernando Cruz, these kind of guys, all effectively good players. All the wise, all these guys are getting healthy, the ancillary pieces. This is probably the healthiest the Yankees have been all year. Stanton's hot, and he's healthy. Goldschmidt's starting to hit, and he's healthy. Judge is finally rounding back in the form, and he's healthy. And yes, I don't think he's winning the MVP, but let's not just call it yet. You know, if the Mariners fall out of contention and Aaron Judge is carrying this Yankees team to a deep October run, don't be shocked. But everything's right in front of them. Again, 22 of their last 38 games against under 500 teams. 13 straight games against the Twins, Orioles, White Sox, and Orioles in that order to finish the year. Those last two series are at home. If they do not get the job done, if they somehow miss the playoffs, it'll be an epic disappointment. Not just on top of the fact that they've missed the playoffs, but the fashion that they've done it with everything right in front of them and easy teams that are going to be mailing it in and starting to book their golf outings for the winter. This Yankees team can go on a run. And it's okay to start believing. But in order for them to reach their ultimate goal, and no, they will not be the favorites. They will not go into outside of maybe opening wild card series where they host a team. They will not be the favorites for most of the postseason. So I'm not telling you that just lock in a ALCS, you know, World Series berth. But for them to achieve that goal, everyone's doing their jobs right now. Max Fried has to do his. I'm confident that eventually he'll figure it out, but it can't be too late. Are you guys? I know he's got this track record of being a first half pitcher, you know, kind of tails off in September and then falls on his face in October. You know, I'm very familiar with it. Hate watching the Braves every year. But I am confident this Yankees team has the pieces. They have the key veterans. They have the back end of the bullpen. They have the starting rotation if Max Fried is pitching to his capabilities. They have the young players that have added some youthful exuberance like a Ben Rice. Everything is right in front of them. When you look at what the bats have done, Cody Bellinger obviously was battling, you know, whatever illness it was that he had. But we will, I'm not worried about Cody Bellinger. But when you look at the rest of the team, Goldschmidt's hitting over his last 10 games. Stanton's clobbering the ball over his last 10 games. Judge is hitting. Ben Rice is hitting. Trent Grisham is competent at the plate. And he's playing great defense. Jazz seems to be coming out of it just a little bit. He's running the bases effectively. It was mind-boggling to think that Jazz Chisholm was not running when he was on first. He wasn't stealing bases. And now he's got seven in his last six games. Ryan McMahon gets his first home run in St. Louis as a Yankee. Hopefully he starts to get hot. Caballero has given them flexibility beyond belief. His ability to play multiple positions, every position but catcher at first. He gives you an option other than Volpe at shortstop. He runs the base as well. He does all the little things. This team has the pieces. Everything is in place if they do their jobs. Why can't they go on a run. Everything is right there. And I think, take all of this is very important, but I think the biggest thing is how they look on a daily basis. They play with an edge. You know, even before this little hot streak that they're on, 7 of the last 10, they've played with an edge. They've been more aggressive on the base paths. They look like a competent Major League Baseball team in the field. Not just making the plays they're supposed to, but making the tough plays. Even their errors don't look as bad. Like that, the Jazz makes that diving stop and, you know, throws it away at first. You know, it didn't ultimately end up costing them. But even that aspect of it has changed. They're not running themselves into outs. They're having competitive at-bat after competitive at-bat, and they're never dead. They've done that now for a while. You know, I talked about it a week and a half ago before they started this 10-game stretch, and they were able to battle in games that obviously they didn't overcome every game, but they were able to show that they weren't giving up and they had some fight. You know, those Astro, the first game of the Astro series, or, you know, early in that Ranger series. Obviously, they start the month horrifically with the Marlins. But they've done enough. They finally got back in. You know, I am the forever optimist. Even as a Mets fan, my optimism bleeds into the Yankees. Are you starting to buy in? Can you see it? Everything is right there. Why can't they go on a run?
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.